Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. You can email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out with computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. The numbers are, we're looking at 860-522-WTIC and 1-800-966-WTIC. So feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out until 11 o'clock. And usually the early part of the program, the lines are fairly open. Near the end, you guys all wake up, and the lines are all jammed up. So feel free to get online early if you want to. So in the continuing saga of the slowing iPhones, the chairman of a U.S. Senate committee overseeing business issues asked Apple to answer some questions about its disclosure that it slowed older iPhones with batteries that are starting to get older or failing. This is Senator Thune. And basically, he is looking for a few things to be answered. Thune asked if Apple considered making a free battery replacement available. Free battery from Apple. Free anything. Good luck. Offer rebates.
Is he a Democrat?
No. offering rebates for it because he's a chair of the committee. And of course, you know, he wants to get an answer for that. Of course, either rebates or some sort of free battery for folks who
I think the government should subsidize it.
Yeah, right. He also wants to know if Apple notified consumers of the throttling feature, that is what it is, according to Apple, in software updates, which slows the phone, and if customers had the option of declining the update. You're right, Apple, declining the update. Good luck. They pushed that out pretty hard. Good luck on that one, Senator Thune. So he wants some of these answers by January 23rd. We'll see just how fast. But basically, again, the issue is your older iPhones, you've known it. You're like, hey, my phone is running so slow. You know, it's an iPhone 7. I bought it about a year ago. It's running really bad. I should go out and get the latest one. So again, Apple, their slogan is it just works. But they are not telling you why it's slowing down.
Well, a lot of people think, too, because you don't have a back that you can take off the back, that you can't change the batteries. Once the batteries go bad, then the device is no good. So that may be inaccurate, but that's what people think.
Right. You can change the battery, and we've actually put links up there on our site so you can take a look at how to change batteries. But again, the problem is Apple did not let you know what they're doing. They can tell you anything else about you, except that their own battery needs to be replaced. I mean, even your smoke alarm chirps when it needs to have its battery replaced. Not an iPhone. Heck no, that's too hard. That's too hard to figure out. This was kind of interesting. Again, this is not Apple Bash Day, but it is what it is. A man has been charged over super creepy Apple Mac spyware. I know, Apple Mac doesn't get viruses, but it does. And basically, the Department of Justice unveiled an indictment against a 28-year-old North Rolaton, Ohio resident, Philip Jurenchansky, who was not only accused of spying on Apple Mac owners via a program he called Fruit Fly. You know, you've heard the old saying, being a fly on the wall, and then, of course, it's an apple. So he called the virus Fruit Fly. So he's been accused of spying, but of also producing child pornography using the technology. So what this creep was doing was turning your Apple Mac computer into a recording device where it would turn on the camera in your home, turn on the microphone, and he would start collecting data of whatever you're doing at home. And he's done it for 13 years. He allegedly infected thousands of American computers.
You mean kind of like what the NSA does with Alexa and Google Home?
Kind of. This is done on a Mac, the thing that you think can't be hacked. So this, they don't not really understand how the software found its way onto malicious, onto these Apple devices, but it infiltrated PCs at companies, schools, police departments, government. I'll put the link up here for you from Forbes, and you can read the whole thing. But don't assume that just because you have an Apple, it's immune to viruses. I've been saying this for a very long time, and this indictment should wake you up a little bit. Fruitfly was capable of stealing files, pilfering passwords, and as well as turning on the microphone and camera. So he's, you know, been charged for doing this. So I'll put the link. You can read it yourself. And the key here I'm trying to make sure you're aware of is don't trust any of this technology to keep you safe. You can't. I know how the sausage is made, unfortunately. And just because they say they're not going to get a virus, they can. And it has happened here. And this guy is a creep of all creeps, using the fact that you think your Apple doesn't get viruses against you. One more article. This is has a Connecticut connection. A Connecticut man has pled guilty to a felony of computer hacking, and is charged related to a 2014 Celebgate, is what it's called. But really, we know it as the Fappening. It's when all those iPhone naked nudies were put out. And it turns out it was a kid here in Connecticut who actually hacked all those iCloud accounts. His name is George Garofano. He's of Northford, Connecticut. And he's pled guilty to literally hacking into these celebrities' iCloud accounts. And he would use just a phishing scheme, basically tricking them into giving him his username and their usernames and passwords. And then he, of course, would have access to their accounts, and he would download whatever pictures they took on their iPhones, some of them salacious, and put them out there for all to see. So it's a Connecticut connection to that. Who would have thunk it? And he's pled guilty to violating the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. And basically, he's charged in Los Angeles. Of course, that's where all the celebrities hang out. So I'll put that link up there for you as well. But it's interesting that there's a Connecticut connection to the Fappening. And then one other piece I wanted you guys to know. A study that was just recently done, funnily enough, is the headline, "Small Town Broadband, Cheaper Than Big Cable Packages, Says Harvard Eggheads." This is from my favorite tech blog out there, the Register. A study in the U.S. has found that where they're still allowed, municipally owned broadband networks are likely to deliver customers a better value than what the cable giants offer. The research conducted by Harvard University's Berkman Klein Center for Internet and Society found that over a four-year period, homes that were connected to a community-owned broadband network frequently spent less on their service than those connected to a private commercial carrier like Comcast. I don't really need to even tell you this study. I mean, we had Whip City Fiber in here from Westfield, Mass., just up the street, where they're offering their residents 1,000 megabits of high-speed broadband for $69 a month. So you didn't need a study from Harvard.
Sign me up. Yeah. I want to move.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a little skeptical of government being able to do things well, if you've listened to my program. But if they're going to come out and compete with the big boys, giving us alternatives, the more alternatives we have, the more competition we have, driving down the cost. If Whip City can do it for $69 for 1,000 megabits, and you're probably looking at your bill now, you're probably paying $69 for 25 megabits, you know you're being charged too much for your service. And there's a happy medium in there, and we just need more competitors. So Harvard has conducted a study formalizing the fact. I'll put it up there for you guys to read. And we're trying in East Hartford, going to be getting some sort of broadband coming in, which is going to be interesting. They're battling with all sorts of folks, including the incumbents like Frontier and Cable and Comcast. And believe it or not, the folks that hang the wires, they're battling with those guys who don't want the incumbents to be impacted by less expensive internet. But guys, we got to offer some alternatives here, just in general, to be able to have options besides just the two broadband providers in the area. And if municipalities are going to do it, great. Yeah, as long as it doesn't impact the community, where if they fail, they're harmed. You know, you look at the thing like the stadium in Hartford. I mean, that, you know, is doing great as far as people watching it, but it was a failure as far as the cost. As long as it doesn't impact the taxpayers, I'm all for it. We don't want municipal broadband to be a thing like that stadium. So we'll see what happens with municipal internet.
Well, look what happened to telephones when they broke up the AT&T tech monopoly. I mean, if they didn't do that, we'd still be on those wired phones that were 100 years old.
And they'd be renting them to you still.
And they'd be renting to them to us.
For $25 a month.
Made by Western Electric.
Right. Well, you're right. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll put more, we'll talk about a little bit more in the technology news world. We have four lines wide open for you. Feel free to get online. 800-953-1080 and 522-WTIC. And feel free to get online, because the early part of the program is always wide open, and then by the end, you guys are calling us like crazy. So this is a good time to get on. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out. Let's go off to Jeff in Norfolk, Connecticut, I assume, right, Jeff? The icebox?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show. What's going on? The
whole place was a glazed donut this morning.
It's frozen over, huh?
Yep. I just got a quick question about my iPad 2, the Mini.
Yep.
I'm getting these horizontal ghosting lines across everything. Does that just mean I need a new screen, or is that a battery issue? It's a couple years old.
Yeah, it's probably a screen problem. Any kind of ghosting or display issue would be a screen issue. And it's iPad 2, yeah, that's been out for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a good little machine. I like
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. But it looks like you may have some issues with your LCD screen that you could bring it back to the Apple folks and see if it's worth repairing. There might be.
Actually, they only offered to replace it with a refurb. They won't repair it.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, they'll just take it back and give you a different one.
Right, so. Exactly. But I didn't know if it was possible to go through a third-party vendor and get a screen put in the thing. Or
it might be. There are shops popping up. So the answer is it might be. There is one even in Southington that I noticed right there. If you get off of Queen Street, there's a shop that specializes in repairing iPhones and devices like that. You may want to take a look at it. I can't think of the name off the top of my head. Actually, I think it's called Mobile Rescue.
Oh, okay. I'll have to take a ride down there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jeff.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
They actually sell them on eBay and other sites.
To repair the screen?
To repair the screen.
Yeah. So
replace it.
Nowadays, based on what you've heard with what's going on, you should at least try to figure out if it's worth repairing. Same thing with laptops. I mean, laptops, you know, we've had the issue where if the laptop's 4 or 5 years old, sometimes it doesn't make any sense to get a new screen, but you should at least investigate it. Let's go on to Mark in Granby next. Hey, Mark.
Hi. It's Mark, one of your customers.
Oh, hey, Mark. How are you doing? Yeah.
I'm good. Woke up early this morning.
Yeah.
And my wife's computer, there was a screen on there said it couldn't start. I mean, nobody turned it on. It turned itself on.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically is trying to fix itself. I tried rebooting it multiple times.
Yeah.
This is an older Windows 7 machine.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question has to do with, I looked at a Dell.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new machine.
Yeah.
I think it's the i7.
Okay.
Windows 10, but i7. It's Windows 10 Professional. It's
right.
64. I'm doing this from memory, but
yeah,
it's like $700.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that in the right ballpark? So I think I'm trying to remember how much RAM it had or.
Hopefully it's got 8 or more gigs of RAM.
Yeah, I think it definitely had more than 8.
Yeah, yeah, that's in the right ballpark.
Is there anything else to look for that?
Look at the hard drive types. We like to use hybrid drives in our machines that we build that are both solid state and traditional to give you a faster boot. So you may not find that in the lesser machines. So that would be one thing.
Does that mean it has two drives? It has both a hard, like a mechanical drive and
SSD?
Or is it one?
It's one drive, but it has a technology combined in the drive. It's called a hybrid. Now, you can also buy separate SSD and traditional drives, but for your wife's machine, you don't need something like that. But I would look at that and make sure you're getting either an i5 or an i7, 8 gigs of RAM. Yep. 8 gigs of RAM is what you'd look for. And, you know, how if the machine you're looking at that's failing is upwards of that 5 or 6 year mark, it does make sense to replace it. If it's under...
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be that old.
Yeah.
The drive had been making some funny noises when it started. Now it doesn't make that noise anymore.
Yeah. So the drive might have finally kicked.
Yeah.
So.
All right, great.
All right.
You guys have a good day.
You too, Mark. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. All right, moving on to Patrick in Farmington. Hey, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I have a question. I got an email from CRES, which is Cisco Registered Envelope Service, asking me to click on something and activate an account. And it just had my email. And unfortunately, I did that.
Oh.
And as soon as I did it, I hit a stop the registration process. It just says to cancel. If you wanted to stop the registration, you can hit cancel, which I did. But I really have no idea what I signed on to. I Googled it, and it said it encrypts medical information, and companies use it for encrypting medical information and so forth.
Oh, boy.
So
so the key is here, is if you are working with if this is a legitimate email,
yeah.
You might be working with a company that is offering encrypted email back and forth between you.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to reach out to that person that sent the email to you and say, hey, did you send me an encrypted email? Okay.
Well, yes, it says do not reply. So.
But there's no indication of any kind of sender for you besides just Cisco?
Besides Cisco, it says if you want to know more, it's got a RES cisco.com/websafe/about.
There should be more information. If this is legitimate, it would come from somebody who would be more identifiable. It would say, hey, Patrick, I'm sending you an encrypted email. Please register with this link, and then you'd be able to receive the encrypted email. Because it's so cryptic and not really telling you where it's from, I would treat it as spam for now and junk and not continue the process. And then if somebody wants to send it to you again, that is actually legitimate. They need to do a better job of letting you know it's coming.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, that I did activate it, or I hit the activate button.
Mm-hmm.
And after I did that, I hit the cancel. But I don't know if it's been activated or not, or if it's phishing or spam or whatever.
Right.
There was no password or anything connected with this. So
right.
I would love to be able to kind of undo everything that I've done. And normally I don't do this, but I was...
Yeah, what were you thinking?
I wasn't, obviously.
That's okay. That's how this all works. That's how phishing schemes work. And again, this could be legitimate. If they're offering any kind of mail encryption services, there's many mail encryption services, if this is what this is, it could be legitimate, but they would do a better job of telling you. However, there are also encryption tools that are used to turn your machine into a ransom system where they would actually lock up all your data.
Uh-huh.
So anytime you're messing with encryption, you really need to know what's going on.
Okay.
So you could always go back to a recovery point if you wanted to in your operating system. So if it did any software loads.
Yeah, this is on my iPad.
On your iPad?
You're
probably fine then.
Real okay. Yeah, because I just did that on my iPad.
Okay, you're probably fine. There's not a whole lot that that a tool like that's going to do to your iPad.
Okay.
Generally.
I have a desktop and I ran a malware bytes this morning and they found nothing.
Yeah, you're fine. So I think you're actually okay, Pat. I think you dodged a bullet if it was malicious because you did it on your iPad. Because generally, they're going to have a lot harder time trying to affect that Apple iPad than it would a PC, unfortunately.
Okay, and I really don't have anything on it that is of any value on my iPad, that is. So.
Right, but I'm glad you gave you pause, and I'm glad you thought a little bit more about it. A little too late, but at least the next time you're going to think.
Yeah, as soon as I heard it, I said that was wrong.
Yep, so. Exactly.
All right, I enjoy your show, guys. Thank you very much, and I feel a little better now.
All right, Pat, thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. I'm going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We have 3 lines open. Fred and Wallingford, if you could hang on, we'll get to your call after the news. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back. And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And let's get right to your calls. We've got Fred in Wallingford next. Hey, Fred.
Hello. Good morning. I do appreciate your show.
Thanks.
I just want to share my experience in trying to, trying to get my Apple iPhone 6 battery replaced.
Yeah, what'd you got?
I went on to the website to make an appointment with the Genius Bar in New Haven.
Yep.
I specified a specific time and indicated that I'm coming because I have two iPhones, my wife and myself, to replace.
Yeah, the batteries.
I arrived there. The place is just teeming with people in red shirts from Apple and a lot of people. The bottom line is when you get there, they don't have the batteries.
Oh, you're kidding. They made the appointment and then they didn't have the battery there for you?
Correct. They said they had some batteries in the morning. I was there in the afternoon.
No.
And sorry, but they ran out. And what they did is they did a test of both our iPhones to see if the battery was good or bad. And one of them was marginal, one was good.
Yeah.
And they said, and I said, okay, what am I going to do? And he said, well, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put in a work order for two batteries to be shipped to the New Haven store with your serial numbers on it.
Nice.
When you receive that, you have 5 business days to arrive at the Apple store.
Wow. How much trouble does it take to change a battery, huh, Fred?
Well, it doesn't. Well, it's, and you have to leave your iPhone there for 2 hours.
Yeah. 2 hours, huh?
2 hours. And you come back in 2 hours. In my case, because they have two iPhones, it'd be 4 hours later.
Wow.
And, they will then charge me the $29 plus tax per battery.
Yeah.
If I don't show up in the 5 days, they will take my battery and assign it to whoever else that they want to.
Right. Right.
But there were, I would say, most of the people in the store that time were going through the same process I did.
Yeah.
Of going through all this process and why they didn't have enough batteries, why they didn't anticipate more. I have no idea, but...
Well, doesn't that sound like a common refrain?
Yeah.
Why didn't Apple have enough iPhone 7s? Why didn't Apple have enough iPhone 8s? Why didn't Apple have enough iPhone Xs? They produced that shortage on purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It sounds like they're not stuck.
Why did I specify in my request to them, to their Genius Bar,
right,
why I was going to be there, and why didn't I get a response back saying, sorry, Mr. Heim or Mr. Smith or whatever, you didn't get... I can't accommodate you on this date because we ran out of batteries. And please schedule something else, or you know. But.
So, Fred, you appreciate the irony of this, right? This is again the company that's selling you this great piece of technology, and they can't even schedule a battery replacement.
I know.
So that's the part that drives me bonkers. You appreciate their company, you pay a premium for their product,
right?
And that's how it works.
Right. It's now been almost 2 weeks since I had this episode.
Yeah.
Still have not received the email with my confirmation that a battery has arrived. I can't believe that a battery has not arrived at the Apple store in the last 2 weeks.
You can't?
Well,
I can. All right,
well.
Fred, they want to sell you a new phone. I mean, that's the whole problem with this. That's what's insidious about this. The fact that you even had to go and bring your phone to them and have them go through a special test. Remember, the piece of hardware in your pocket is supposed to be the lightest, thinnest, fastest thing at the time and so smart and so intelligent and so great, but it doesn't know its battery is old? You can't tell me that Apple, the smartest company on the planet, can't put a little piece of software in there to say, hey, Fred, your battery's old? You can't tell me that. That you have to waste a moment of your time to go to the fruit stand, as I call it, to have them tell you your battery's old is horrible. Customer service.
I just share this for those people who think when they make an appointment to this, because you have to make an appointment.
I'll bet you they're doing this. Be aware.
Suddenly increase the volume of batteries going to the stores that you're probably going to be in the situation where I am, where you'll get a promise to come back at some later time and get it installed.
The key really is, Fred, the key is, like you found out, one is fine and the other one's marginal. Right, so one you don't have to do technically, and the other one you should. The whole key really is Apple's devices should be like, hey, replace my battery. They should be chirping like a smoke detector.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, Fred. Thanks for the story.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's the whole point I'm trying to make with these guys.
I still think that they're doing it on purpose to make people want to get a new phone.
Oh, of course.
Because, okay, you make the appointment, you come down.
Oh, you see these pretty new phones here.
But you know what?
Can I interest you in a new model, sir?
They ran out of batteries. Well, I would contend maybe they didn't have any batteries. Yeah,
exactly. That's what his more issue is too. Let's go to Dennis in Glastonbury. Hey, Dennis.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to share a story. I figured around the house mechanically, but I've never done anything with my iPhone. But I had an iPhone 5.
Yeah.
And I saw that there's an app called Battery Life. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Clearly I'm not. So there's an app on the iStore that's not from Apple, I assume. It's a third party?
Correct. It's battery life. It's easy to load.
Yep.
And it shows the strength of your battery.
Awesome.
And mine showed at 56%.
Gotcha. So every time you filled it up to full, you really were only filling it up 56%.
Oh, no. It showed it at 100%, but 56% was the strength of the battery.
Gotcha. So it would drain quickly or perform poorly.
Exactly. So I got curious. I went on Amazon, and I ran the risk of me making a mistake by pulling my iPhone apart, but I did it anyway.
And
for $15, I got a battery in 2 days.
$15, yep.
It came with all the tools.
Yep.
I mean, really good tools. And yesterday it took me probably 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I followed a YouTube instruction.
Yep.
I changed the battery. I went on the Battery Life app today, and it's 100%.
So this is an iPhone 5.
It's an iPhone 5, correct.
Okay. Correct. Yeah, if you want to email us at gethelp@tabinc.com.
Yeah.
I'd love to share that app information for those Apple folks who are getting had out there. That'd be great. Great. Thank you for the story. And you're saying, are you handy or are you not handy? I'm not handy. I could break anything.
Oh, I can do stuff around the house.
Okay.
You know, but I've never done anything. You know, I've never opened my computer. I was very reluctant to open my phone.
Yeah, but it's half dead anyways.
If you go on YouTube, I mean, it's really self-instructive. I mean, there's 100 videos how to change the battery.
Right.
And it's really easy.
It's like a suction cup and a paper clip, right? Isn't that what you need?
You need a suction cup.
Yep.
But you need some really tiny, tiny screwdrivers. I felt like a surgeon.
Yep.
But they gave you all that in that $15 kit. I mean, it was amazing the stuff that you get in the kit.
Well, I would call you a genius, technically.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. They call anybody who can open an Apple device is a genius in their store. So you're now a genius.
So get help at what?
Gethelp@tabinc.com, and then we can share that specific app that for some reason Apple hasn't developed for themselves, but you need a third party.
if you go on the App Store, it's just Battery Life.
Awesome. Dennis, thank you for the information, and if you could send that to me, that'd be great. We'll share that link.
Terrific. Okay. Have a great day.
You too, Dennis.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So there it is, guys. An iPhone 5 can be rejuvenated. His battery was basically 50%. It was pretty much half-lifed. It had served its purpose. It needed to be replaced. His system, I'm sure, was running slow, and he got a new battery for 15 whole bucks. That's why I joke about these Apple replacement batteries being a $4 battery for 80 bucks that they've now discounted to 29 bucks. And Senator Thune is wondering if you can get them for free, for crying out loud. What's up, Bob? What do you want to say?
I forgot.
That's okay. We're going to sit out for a quick break and get some more of your calls. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Stefan in New Britain, hang on. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we're talking a lot about iPhone batteries and the fact it's blowing up all over the world. I mean, the country of France is looking at this. There's like 30 class action lawsuits against Apple. A couple other countries are looking in their consumer protection divisions are looking at just the approach Apple took here. And again, we had that caller who had to make all that appointment time to New Haven, take all that time out of your day to go down and see if your iPhone battery is good or not.
And then when it comes in, he's got to do it again.
Yeah. I mean, Apple doesn't have an app for that. I mean, I think I heard Ray Dunaway talking about some sort of new app that'll tell you, you know, on your phone if you scan your refrigerator, what kind of, you know, recipe you can make. But for some reason, you don't know how good your battery is in the device that you're using to scan. I just don't accept it. It's impossible that Apple couldn't have done a better job. We know why they didn't do a better job. Let's go on to Stefan in New Britain. Hey, Stefan.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I have a Android question.
Sure.
Now, in order to not get a virus in my phone, I got Defender and Avast.
That's a lot of antivirus on your phone. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I'm running them both. Is that going to be an issue?
It could slow your system down. I would pick one or the other.
Yeah, I noticed that. So just pick one?
Yeah, pick one or the other.
Okay. Because they're the free versions. I didn't pay for, you know, whatever these are.
Yeah, ESET has a good tool as well. It's free. You know, but don't do a bunch of them. I think it's going to affect performance.
Okay. Because I heard you recommend Avast, and I heard Defender.
I'm not sure if I've recommended Avast. I joke about it because it just reminds me of a pirate. Okay. But, you know, the tools we recommend, we try to find affordable ones, you know, ones that are going to be free. In this case, ESET is a high-end, enterprise-grade antivirus tool that offers an Android tool for free.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So Avast, I mean, we see it out there. We don't have any comments for or against. But as long as you have something, it's good. Go ahead.
Actually, I do pay for them because there is a charge.
Oh, so then you are paying for a professional then. Yeah. But just run one of them. You don't need.
Okay. Second major question.
Uh-huh.
Now, what's the deal with encryption?
What's the deal?
Yeah.
Well, the deal is that if your phone is encrypted, and someone gets a hold of it, they can't see the data on it.
Nice.
So that keeps you secure. And you can turn on encryption on Android devices. You can turn it on Apple devices. Some of them, I think, now come defaulted as encrypted when you put your PIN code in. So it gives you a little security. So if you have any personal data or information on your device, if someone else gets a hold of it, they can't do anything to see it without your passcode or PIN or whatever approach you took. I mean, maybe your face. they can't get into your system to see it.
Yeah, I don't think they could do it with the face on the phone that I have.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So it just so if somebody gets a hold of it, they can't get into my phone. Right.
Right, they can't see the data. So there's a double-edged sword too. If you forget your PIN code, nobody can help you either.
Yeah. Oh, so if you forget your PIN code, like you might as well throw the phone away.
Yep. Pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no back doors to these encryption systems. That's the whole reason they're there, to protect you. But don't lock yourself out.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be an issue.
Yep.
All right. I want to thank you guys very much.
All right, Stefan.
And you guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Encryption's important these days. It's also being used as a weapon. It's called, you know, the bad guys use ransomware to encrypt your computer. So they trick you into encrypting your machine, and then they've got the code to decrypt it. That's how ransomware works. They don't have any of your data. All they've done is tricked you into encrypting your data. They haven't seen your data. They haven't touched your data. They have just tricked you into encrypting it, and they've got the key. That's what ransomware is all about.
So that you'll pay them like Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin to get your data back. Not get it back, to decrypt it. And that may be the problem with it, where people think, too, that they have it. They don't have it. All they've done is locked it up on your devices, and you have to then pay for the key to unlock it. Let's go on to Kevin in Rocky Hill. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. I have a question, I guess a little bit off topic. Looking at a all-in-one computer.
Yeah.
Just kind of condense things at home.
Sure.
And with the operating systems, or I don't even know if it's really an operating system, but the AMD versus the Intel.
Right, that's like the engine and not the operating system. So
okay, so how big of a difference is there?
Well,
the one I'm looking at is the AMD A12 series. I don't know how that relates to or compares to the iCore 5 or 7.
We'd have to do some research ourselves because we don't do a lot with AMD. You know, AMD is the competing processor. Early on in that Meltdown and Spectre virus issue, they said they weren't impacted. Turns out they are. They're just alternative approaches to processors. AMD tends to be a little less expensive. So we can look at the different versions of AMD and give you an idea. But I'm sure if you also talk to the folks you're buying it from, they could give you the equivalents as well. You want an i5 or better.
Yeah, that much I've heard you say in the past.
Yeah, don't get an i3 or less. Actually, I found out one of our customers, excuse me, a long time ago, purchased a Celeron server, believe it or not. You've got more power in your digital watch than a Celeron server. So stay away from those lesser processors. But what's the price point that you're looking at, Kevin?
The one I'm looking at is, well, it's on sale, and it's $599.
Okay. So
it's basically going to be for, you know, the kids are out of the house, basically.
Yeah. Oh, you're so lucky.
So it's just my wife and I, just, you know, basic email and just kind of banging around the internet kind of stuff. There's no gaming involved or anything like that.
Yeah. So. It's nice and clean being an all-in-one.
Yeah.
Is it touchscreen?
Yes, it is.
All right. There goes the clean factor.
So I was kind of looking to get away from that because I just didn't want, I didn't see the need for it to begin with.
Right.
And it seems like everything that I'm looking at is touchscreen.
I agree.
It's difficult to find one that's not.
Yeah, it'll be impossible. So you may have to just go with the flow on that with the touchscreen. But
I mean, I guess it's not a big deal if you're not using it, right?
Yeah, if you're not touching it. Yeah, it's not a big deal. You don't have to touch it. It's just the moment you point at a picture and something happens, you're like, ah, I forgot the thing was a touchscreen.
Gotcha.
So you're going to be dealing with that. And your price point,
storage wise, it's coming 1 terabyte.
Plenty of space.
8 gigabytes of hard drive.
Yep.
Of RAM. Memory. Is that,
That's plenty.
That's plenty.
For what you're describing you're doing with it. Yep, that's plenty. Sounds like a good little box.
It's made by, it's Lenovo.
Lenovo, yeah.
Yeah. How do they compare to like HP or something? Because we have an HP now.
Well, Tab is both a Lenovo and HP partner, so we see both of those types of vendors in our clients' shops, and they're both fine. They're both mail order.
Lenovo used to be IBM. Lenovo bought their laptop line.
Yeah, and their server line.
And their desktop line, right?
Yeah, and their servers.
And the server line.
Yeah, so Lenovo is a Chinese company that bought the IBM brand. HP, still HP.
Okay, so I would lean, reputable anyways, right?
Yeah, they're reputable. I would lean toward HP. That's just me. Just to look around. But you're in the right. You're a good price point for what you're looking to do. I'm sure it's going to perform. Just, you know, if you want to send me that exact processor, I can try to compare it to for you. Send us an email at GetHelp, and we'll try to see what that processor is related to as an AMD versus an Intel. But the retailer should be able to tell you that too.
Okay, and I guess the other thing is none of these come with. Like the Microsoft Office or Word or anything like that. So am I right by that they're all kind of like online downloads now and you're kind of paying a yearly fee for them now?
So yes and no. They're going to try to make sure you only see that rental approach, but you can still buy the Office Suite ones. And I would bet that if you guys bought Office 2016 today and 2016, believe it or not, is the current operating system, current Office Suite, even though it's the year 2018. If you bought Office 2016, I guarantee you and your wife can do Word documents for the next decade and not pay for a single thing more.
Really?
Yes.
Where's the price point for those?
You're going to pay $250 for a business version of it. I'm sure you could pay a little less for a home version of it once. Uh-huh. Pay for it once rather than renting it for $8, $10 a month forever.
Right.
If you want to pay forever, up to you, but that's not what I want to do.
If it's $10 a month, that's $120 a year.
Yeah, it's really a no-brainer to just buy it, but they're trying to get you to rent it forever. But you still can just buy it. And of course, eventually, if they're going to only force you to go to renting it, there's going to be alternatives to Office, like
OpenDNS.
OpenOffice will offer you a free competitor down the line too. So I just buy it if I were you, Kev.
And when I get this and bring it home and set it up, is that open DNS? Is that fairly simple to follow to connect to the?
Yeah, we'll have links up there for you on our Computer Talk site. Go to our links. We have instructions all the time as to how to configure that, and that should be like the second thing you do is configure open DNS after you've got your Microsoft antivirus operational. And that's all. Those are the first two things. Get the antivirus going and get your open DNS going, and you'll be a lot safer. I got to go, Kev.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
You got it, sir. Thank you. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.